We're going to begin today with a conversation that Jeff had with KRCC's own Bob Slade. Labor Day is this week, and so we thought we'd take the opportunity to listen to some songs about work. And we knew Bob would provide an interesting perspective.
Yeah, you know, he really does. Bob is an interesting guy. He's the host of Retro Fix. You can hear it Friday nights from 8 to 11 here on KRCC. And he's one of those guys that has an encyclopedic knowledge of music, kind of like GT, but his focus is on punk and new wave. And I asked him to pick a few songs about work, and here's what he came up with.
All right, here it is. Bob Slade and Jeff Beery with Workin' Songs on Aircheck.
So, Bob, you're kind of a punk. You're kind of an old punk rocker, aren't you?
Well, I came from the new wave background in general. So that included punk, and it included industrial gothic music, techno pop, and things like that. Industrial was very big at the same time in Miami as punk and new wave.
You came out of Florida. How long have you been doing radio?
Oh, for at least 25 years.
Quarter century.
Yeah, sure.
So we're going to talk about labor songs, working songs.
When you mentioned work songs, the first song that popped in my head was Devo's Working in a Coal Mine.
Well, I've been working in a coal mine.
And that was an unexpected crossover hit for Devo. And I think all these other bands were trying for hits with these working songs. They're more like negative, anti-complaining, resigned working songs as opposed to, oh boy, we love work, you know, we love the working place.
So my take on this is that these guys were tired of working and wanted some cash. They wanted a hit. They wanted to sell some records, so maybe they didn't have to work as hard at this thing.
Yeah, the advice is don't quit your day job until you've got money in the bank.
Let's start with The Clash. We'll listen to The Clash and the tune you chose.
Career Opportunities.
They offered me the office of a beta shop. You said I better take everything they got.
It's basically complaining about the whole lifestyle of, you know, trying to get ahead in the working world. Career Opportunities is probably one of the most well-known songs off their first album.
This song came out in 77. So this was written in a time of economic angst.
There was a class war in England at that time, especially later on with Margaret Thatcher in the 80s, during the Reagan era.
Right.
You know, so there's some of that in the early 80s as well.
What do you like about this song?
Oh, it's just a catchy tune from The Clash. And when it originally came out, it sounded probably, you know, too harsh for some people. But now, in retrospect,
right,
after, you know, almost 40 years after the fact, it's just a catchy rock and roll song. Yeah.
I got no choice. Got a real opportunity, the one I never knocked. Every job they offer used to keep you at the dock. A real opportunity, the one that never knocked.
All right, let's move on to Mr. Elvis Costello.
First song off his first album, 1977.
77?
Yep.
All
this
right.
is what he opened up his album with. And Welcome to the Working Week is something that could kill you, working a tough job.
Something that could kill you, working. Let's hear it. Elvis Costello, Welcome to the Working Week.
Now that your picture's in the paper being graphically admired, you can have it. All you gotta tell me now is wow, 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 wow. Welcome to the working week. Oh, I know it don't thrill you. I hope it don't kill you. Welcome to the working week. You gotta do it till you get it. Get to it.
So the Clash, really anti-work. We're moving into Elvis Costello, kind of, you got to do it. You got to work. That's what I get from this song.
Yeah.
You show up. You got to do it.
You know you're going to do it.
You know you're going to work. All right. Elvis Costello, who has since moved on to incredible critical acclaim. Probably more than The Clash, would you think?
Yeah.
What? Yeah.
Because he's still doing it. Spend all your money getting so convinced that you never even thought of love. Sometimes I wonder if we're living in the same land.
Glad you want to. All right, next band, The Specials. We're staying with the British bands.
The Specials, who put this out in, I believe, 1980, thereabouts, 1979. Their first album, which was produced by Elvis Costello.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, he produced them back in the day when they were all on Stiff Records. And was kind of a little bit primitive production, but it still came through. The music is excellent.
Mm-hmm. And the song we're going to hear?
Rat Race. And that pretty much says it all. You know, if you're out there, you're part of it.
All right. The Specials, Rat Race, next up on the Labor Day edition of Air Check. You're working at your leisure. Little era, the English Beats.
They're a lot of people's favorite ska band.
Madness, yeah.
A lot of people think the Specials were the greatest of all the English ska bands.
They were good.
I was very heavily into ska music because it kind of connected to new wave and punk and rockabilly and surf music. You could mix it in. It was a fun way to mix up a set.
Let's move on to an American band. We've focused on three English bands, British bands. Now we're going to play an American band.
Yeah. One of the all-time classic American bands, Ramones. And this song, It's Not My Place in the 9-to-5 World, was a Joey Ramone composition from 1981, their album Pleasant Dreams. And you could tell that Joey's going for a hit on this one.
He was working for the pop hit.
Yeah, but it was not to be.
All right, let's have a listen. The Ramones, It's Not My Place in the 9-to-5 World. I can hear some pop sensibility in that.
It's a radio-ready song. I hear that he's talking about himself, that he's just not that kind of guy that gets up at 6 in the morning. He's a night owl, so he can't do the 9-to-5. If you're staying up till 2 o'clock in the morning, it's almost impossible to, you know. That's pretty much it.
Picks, Bob.
Well, thank you. I have another 20. We could do this, make this a 3-hour show.
Just got to mention music and Bob's turned on.
Here's another one. Okay. This is a great one. This is Tim Curry. He is the Rocky Horror star, Frankenfurter. Tim Curry had a solo career in music, and there's this great song, Working on My Tan, which is a song about working hard at doing nothing.
That's a labor of love right there.
Working on my tan.
Thanks for coming in, Bob.
You're very welcome.
Friday night's Retro Fix, 8 o'clock here on KRCC. Working on my tan. Oh, my.
Working on my tan. That was Jeff Beery speaking with Bob Slade, host of KRCC's Retro Fix show. You're listening to Air Check from KRCC. And they also run, but he ain't anxious, man. She said.